This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Black Lives Matter really means only Black Lives Matter. And this is apparent when you try to say all lives matter. The Black Lives Matter activists say, no, no, you can't say all lives matter. That's racist, they claim. That's racist. Only Black Lives Matter, they say. In fact, what they're really saying is that Black lives are superior, that Black lives are better than white lives or Asian lives or Hispanic lives. Only Black lives matter. Now, this philosophy, we've seen it before in history. It was the philosophy of Adolf Hitler, the philosophy of racial supremacy. And that's what we have with the Black Lives Matter movement now, is black supremacy. In fact, they believe that only black lives have value in society, that no one else has any value whatsoever, that only black people should be allowed to speak, that only black people should be allowed to get into college, to get all of the jobs, to be police chiefs, to be district attorneys, that really white people shouldn't be allowed to participate in society at all. And they say this directly. This is an extension of their own words and their own philosophies, that white people are bad and black people are superior. But are they really? When someone who doesn't qualify for the position is granted the position based on the color of their skin, whether that color is black or white or yellow or brown, that is an injustice to all of society. Racial quotas are injustice. And no honest black person would want racial quotas. They would want to earn their positions and earn their compensations in society. You see, we're talking about a merit-based society, and that's something that Black Lives Matter strongly opposes. They don't want a merit-based society, because in a merit-based society, skin color goes away. We become colorblind. Instead, we judge people based on the merits of their skills and actions and integrity, morality, their output or throughput. That's what we should judge people on. How much are you contributing to society? That would be a great system on which to be rewarded. But if you look at Black Lives Matter and black culture in America today, they want to praise the lowest thuggish criminal felons that they can find. Look at who their heroes are now. George Floyd, a drug addict who overdosed on fentanyl, which is what killed him, we now know. Look at Jacob Blake, a multiple offending sexual predator of sorts with outstanding arrest warrants and so on. Suddenly he's a hero. What about the three Black Lives Matter thugs who attacked Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin? They are now portrayed as saints by the left-wing media, but they were, one of them was a convicted child assaulter pedophile. The other two had criminal records as well, including robbery and assault. And yet they are held up as the best examples, even though those individuals were white, by the way, but they were part of the Black Lives Matter movement. And so they were embraced for their crimes, because Black Lives Matter, as they have now admitted, as they're marching down the street, they're chanting, who do we protect? Black criminals. That's what they're actually chanting now. Who do we protect? Black criminals. You see, those are the heroes of Black Lives Matter. The Black Lives Matter movement takes the most disgusting, the most low IQ, the most thuggish rejects of society and says that those people are superior to you, that those people should be running your society. Those people are the only people that we should listen to. And if you try to listen to them, you can't, because they make no sense. The father of Jacob Blake was interviewed on CNN, and Anderson Cooper asked him a question, you know, like a common sense question about the shooting of his son. And the father answered, quote, I don't like broccoli or Brussels sprouts or something. It was, I mean, he was citing vegetables and it made no sense. Even Anderson Cooper was just flummoxed by it. He couldn't figure out what this guy is talking about. It's because many of these people are on drugs. They are not the cream of the crop. They are not the real heroes of society. They typically are the lowest, most thuggish criminals or criminal-minded individuals who, when they reproduce, what do they produce? More criminals. in society. Well, is the NBA going to bow down to criminals? And the answer is yes, they do. The NFL, they're going to bow down to criminals? Yep, absolutely. Does Black America have any heroes that aren't criminal thugs, that aren't violent sexual assaulters or rapists or pedophiles? There's a question for you, because it used to be that Black America had heroes that were upstanding citizens. Not anymore. All their heroes are thugs. But you see, that's their whole point. They say thugs are superior to you because you're a white person. You, they say, as a white person, you should not be allowed to exist. They want to exterminate you. They openly talk about it. They want mass extermination of people who are white. They say white people should have no voice, and then big tech, of course, jumps in and censors people for being white. If you dare say anything critical of Black Lives Matter, then you are censored, you are deplatformed, you're demonetized. But as a whole, this Black Lives Matter movement is a movement of genocide and racial supremacy. And again, every time we've seen that before in history, it has ended badly. It has ended in bloodshed. And it is in this way that Black Lives Matter has set the civil rights movement back probably 60 years, maybe more. I mean, the Civil Rights Act was, what, 1964? And that was promoted by Republicans, by the way, and opposed by Democrats. But it seems like we're now back to an era because of these Black Lives lunatics pushing black supremacy and now taunting and trying to intimidate and humiliate white people in public, screaming at them on a sidewalk cafe or screaming at them on transportation buses or on the sidewalks. Black Lives Matter has become a domestic terrorism operation that has greatly harmed the civil rights movement. Because the whole premise of the civil rights movement was that we should all be treated equally under the law. We should all be treated equally under morality and the rules of society, under culture. That we don't judge someone by the color of their skin. Rather, we judge people by the content of their character, right? The morality of their actions, the skills they possess, the determination they possess to produce benefits for society. That's how we used to say we would judge people. Now, that's thrown out the window by Black Lives Matter themselves. They say, no, you should only judge people on the color of their skin. This is why the state of California is now pushing to reverse a law that made it illegal for the state to discriminate against people based on the color of their skin. They want that law thrown out because they want to discriminate against people for being white. They want black supremacy. They don't want equality anymore. They don't want a merit-based society. They want a racist society. They just want it racist in their favor. This is what they demand. And history has shown that this always ends badly, because if you're not pushing for coexistence, if you're not saying that we are all equal, we should all be treated equally, then sooner or later, there's going to be a backlash. If you run around assaulting people for being white and screaming at people for being white and trying to kill people for being white, sooner or later, some of those white people are going to fight back, just like Kyle Rittenhouse did. And he's just the beginning. You know, self-defense is not racist. If you're being attacked, it doesn't matter the color of your attackers or the philosophy of your attackers. If you're being attacked, you have the right to defend yourself, regardless of your own color. And as black supremacy continues to spread across America, with black people carrying out more bullying, more acts of violence, more extremism, more outrageous demands, there will be more pushback against them. And it's going to end with black people having to then regain all the lost ground, the ground that they've gained since the 1960s. Because, you see, America voted for Barack Obama because America wanted to make a statement that we are not racist. Barack Obama was elected by white women for the most part. Without the white female vote, he would not have won. He didn't win on the black vote. He won on the white vote. You think that will happen again? Not a chance. This is why Joe Biden and Kamala Harris can't win. Because America now doesn't want another black president or VP. You know why? Because America now sees that blacks are bigots, that blacks have become the bullies, that Black Lives Matter really means burn, loot, and murder. Black bullies, who want to burn down America's cities, who want to carry out acts of violence. Black bullies who believe in racism, black supremacy racism. They hate people for the color of their skin. They hate people for being white. Who wants to elect a black president to a position of power when black America has shown that they cannot be trusted with power, that they will abuse it? They will become oppressors. They're doing it already. They will abuse you for the color of your skin. They will deny you opportunities and advancement if you are white. They already do it in the universities and in the job market. They already do it in the cities. They do it in police departments. They do it all over the country. If they gain more power, people who see themselves as white will be essentially cut off from society. They will be cast out and no longer allowed to participate in public debate. I wouldn't be surprised to hear Black Lives Matter call for white people to be denied the right to vote. You know, for reparations, that white people should pay them trillions of dollars and never be allowed to vote again. That's probably the next suggestion from Black Lives Matter. Because they don't believe in a meritocracy. They don't believe in equality. They believe in the use of force and violence to achieve their political goals. They believe in bigotry. They practice it. They teach it. They believe in racism. They believe in oppression. This is who they've become. Black Lives Matter has become what Dr. King warned us about. Black Lives Matter in 2020 has become what, say, racist, bigoted white America was in the 1950s. And neither are acceptable. If we're going to live in peace, we have to be able to coexist. We have to judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And Black Lives Matter is not willing to do that. They demand that you be judged, that you be punished for being white. And that cannot create a sustainable society. Maybe Black Lives Matter should listen to the lectures of Dr. King, because the lessons that he taught are more urgently needed and more appropriate now than they were on the days during which he spoke those words. If Dr. King were alive today, he would be denouncing Black Lives Matter and calling for unity and peace and coexistence, because he knows where all this leads. When Black America continues to whip up violence and oppression and hatred and bigotry, racism, because that's what they stand for, it will only end in a backlash against them. And they've already destroyed most of the progress that they made over the last 60 years or so. It's gone. It's gone. And they can only blame themselves, because they couldn't compete in a merit-based society. They wouldn't do their homework. They wouldn't do their jobs. They wanted shortcuts. They wanted to cheat. They wanted freebies. They wanted handouts. They didn't want to earn their grades in college. They didn't have to earn their way into college. And so all they've become is a group of terrorists who make demands upon society and use the threat of violence as leverage to try to get what they want without having to earn it. And that is not acceptable. Follow more news on this topic at my website, naturalnews.com. I believe in true equality, equal opportunity, and a merit-based society. And I love America. God bless America. And vote for President Trump, by the way, or we will lose America. Thank you for listening. You can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com.